Hello everyone, welcome to Garrett's World, and today, I know we've been going through Childhood Careers albums for the past couple weeks, but we're going to take a little break and do something a little different. We're going to talk about the movie, The Florida Project. But before we start talking about this movie, we need to roll that intro. Welcome to my world! Yeah, it's Garrett's World! Yo, whose world is this? Dude, come on! It's Garrett's World. Alright, I never get sick of that intro. It's just such a good intro, you know? Anyways, before we get into this review, I just want to thank everyone who's been supporting me, and thanks for everyone who's been listening to the past podcast. And, you know, I want to do something a little different, because I know there are a lot of people that are Tyler Creator, but not everyone does. I'm going to try something a little different. You know, another movie review. Because I'm sure I know some people that know this movie. I know a lot of people may not know this movie. But it's a pretty good movie. I just watched it recently on Netflix. It's called The Florida Project. And it is another A24 film. And A24 makes really good films. So, and this is also a really good film. So before I get into deep into the depth. Depth of what I'm going to talk about. Just want to tell you all, go check out my Instagram, garretts.world, garretts.world. Give that follow. I'll update you on what I'm going to review when I'll host stuff the random crap. If you're just curious about, you want to know more about Garrett's World. So go follow that Instagram. Also go check out my website, garretts-world.simplecast.com. Wow, I'm tired. I'm like yawning into the mic. Anyways, but go check out my website. That's where you can find how to get listen to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Music. That's it right now. And also you just listen to it on the website. So go check this out. And now, let me think. Is there anything else to talk about? Guys, tell me. Am I missing something? Please. I don't know if I'm missing something. Please tell me. No? Yes? No? I don't think so. Anyways. Oh, wait, yes, there is. I am missing something. Good thing I think, you know? It's a good thing I thought about that. This is going to be released on another Saturday. I'm going to go back to Friday because I did a poll on my Instagram that you should go follow on whether you want it to be Friday or Saturday releases. And I got majority vote Friday. This one's a Saturday because I didn't really want to release one on Juneteenth because I think we should celebrate that holiday. And I don't want... I think you understand why. But, yeah, so that's it now. I think I'm done thinking about what I need to talk about. And now I'm going to go into review. So, Florida Project, as it says, another A24 film. And the thing I like about A24 films is they always get people that are unknown. Maybe they made some really, like, unknown, like, indie films. And kind of give them a higher budget. They give them higher distribution and let them get their word out there. Because I'm sure if A24 didn't help make this film, it wouldn't be widely as known. Which is a shame because it's a great film. Also, a great thing is they don't really use, like, big name stars, so that's okay. Maybe Adam Sandler on Uncut Gems, and like James Franco and Disaster Artist and other stuff like that. But in this movie, the only like big kind of Hollywood star is William Dafoe. You know William Dafoe? Pretty well-known actor. He plays a guy called Bobby in this movie. Bobby is a great character. Also, go check out this movie. It's on Netflix. A lot of people have Netflix. Just go check it out. It's worth it. You'll like it. I'm sure you will. And also, I might spoil some stuff. I don't know. But I might, because I'm just kind of talking now, because I don't have a script. I'm an unscripted podcaster, you know? I'm not that professional. I just talk about what I want to talk about. So go check out the movie, because I might spoil something, maybe not. I don't know, but you don't want to get the movie spoiled. No one likes movie spoils. So why are you like that? Why do you want to get your movie spoiled? What's wrong with you? Are you insane? Stop listening. Go check out the movie. Go support the people who worked hard to make this movie. I know. Is he ever going to actually talk about the movie? I don't know if I am, okay? I'm just going to talk about everything but the movie. Just to make everyone mad, huh? Is that what you guys want? I'm going to talk about every single thing in the world but the actual movie I said I'm going to be reviewing. Wouldn't that be great? Just kidding. Anyways. So this movie is about these kids that live kind of like in poverty in the projects at this motel outside Walt Disney World. And there's lots of tourist traps and stuff, you know, like, oh, gift shops, blah, 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 cheap tickets, stuff like that. So they just kind of live in this world It's pretty dark. Like, if I were to be living, I'd be pretty depressed and stuff because, you don't have much money, lots of violence and dangerous things going on around you. But these kids, they don't know, they're just kids, so it's, they think of it as like a very bright kind of place, and they always go on adventures together and just kind of leave the house because, well, pretty much all the kids have like single parents. And it's just kind of a neat idea or a neat thing that they just kind of have each other, even though they don't really have the best parents around. But anyways, they live in poverty, and the main character, little girl Mooney, lives with her mom Haley at this motel. It's like called the Magic Castle, maybe not, something like that. And it's run by the guy Bobby, who's played by William Dafoe, and they're kind of just trying, struggling to stay in there, because Haley doesn't really have a job. She just kind of tries to get money how she can and stuff, and it just kind of sucks. And Mooney's friends are Scooter, Scooty, and Dickie. And then Dickie leaves, and she gets a new friend. I forget her name. She lives in the motel, like across the street. I forget what her name is. But it's basically just a bunch of kids hanging out, and other stuff. The thing is, they grow, these kids, they grow up in all this like stuff that kids should not grow up in. Like, they shouldn't be, have to deal with this stuff, but they don't really know what's going on. They don't understand it because they're just kids. So everything is kind of bright, fun place, they just have fun. And that's the cool thing, like everything in this movie, all the colors are very bright and colorful because like that's how the kids see it. Like, if it's from the kids' perspective, if it was from the adults' perspective, it would be probably a lot darker and bland, but they did that purposely to show to these kids is a colorful and bright place because they don't really understand the situation. I mean, they know like they may not always get food every night and stuff, but I don't know. That's the other thing. Like, the mom is on food stamps, so she gets food brought to her like I don't know how often and stuff. But this is a really great movie because it really showcases like how children perceive the world when they're living in these like things that like, to me and you may be really suckish situations. They don't really understand it, so it's just kind of like bright, happy. Like when you're a kid, everything's bright and happy, and it's just kind of like that. So it's kind of cool just to know that even though all this bad stuff's happening, the kids are happy. It's important, but a lot of bad stuff does happen around them. We'll say I don't want to get too in-depth to it because I'll kind of spoil the movie, ruin the movie, which I said I don't know if I'm going to do. Maybe not. Just watch the movie, please. Go support the people who made the movie. That's what's important. But, yeah. I don't really know what else to talk about. It's just a good movie. And stuff. Man, it's going to be a short episode. We're only 8 minutes in. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking off my head, so it's hard to think because I literally like just finished watching the movie. But the thing that's interesting is Bobby, who runs the motel, is he knows like as a manager, he can't like have this happening, but he tries to help them. But he's just a good guy because he knows his job. He knows like what he has to do. But he also helps them. He does whatever he can to help these people who are in these bad situations, which is I think more people should be like that. Instead of just being like, you do it yourself or stuff. He knows, like, yeah, life kind of sucks for them. And he could easily kick them out because they're kind of bad for business. But he knows, like, it's greater good to help them and help them get out of the situation, even though, at least in the movie, they don't get out of the situation, which kind of sucks. But that's okay. I'm sure they will eventually. And the other thing I really like this movie about the child actors are, like, I don't know, six, seven, eight, around that age. But they're so good, like you wouldn't know they were acting. Like they just seem like kids. I don't know how they did it. The director's just like, "Hey, go be yourself," because they really just act like kids. I don't know. Like you would not think they're actors. But, like they're better the actors than the adults. It's insane. But that's another thing that's interesting. It's usually like there's very few movies with like, I don't know, all like the children run the movie, kind of the stars of the movie. Because they're all the adults there, but they're like the supporting roles. Like, this kind of affect the life around them and stuff. And I think more movies should try to go into this idea of having, like, younger, even, like, older, elderly people run the movie. Because we're used to seeing, like, middle-aged, maybe young adult, teenagers, stuff like that run the movie. Never, like, little kids like that. Because it is hard. Like, I imagine if I was a director trying to get these kids to do all these different things and they mess up, you have to go reshoot it. It'd be hard and frustrating. But they do it somehow. Like, I want to go talk to the guy that made this movie. I want to know the secret. Did he, like, tame the children? I just don't understand. Doesn't make sense. Because it's okay, it's not like the greatest of all best actors, but it's so realistic. Like, they're just kids, and you wouldn't know if they're actors if you just show them, say, hey, this is live footage. You wouldn't, like, be, oh no, those kids are actors. I mean, maybe. Probably not, though. Dang, you know when you're thinking about something and you, like, forget what you're gonna say? That just happened to me. Now I gotta ramble about stuff to, like, get it back. Okay, I remember. Alright, anyways, as I said before, these kids go on a lot of adventures, like, around the motel and different stuff around the area. Like, they go to the ice cream place and try to get money from customers to try to get a cone of ice cream that they all share. It's kind of interesting because they still, like, they may not understand it, but they know they don't have money, so they just try to get money. Which is something interesting because, like, when I was a kid, I didn't worry about money. Like, that wasn't anything I was ever in control of or ever needed to be, because my parents always dealt with financial stuff. But these kids are kind of part of the financial side of things. Like, Mooney and her mom, they buy perfume wholesale, like, so it's really cheap, then try to sell it for a higher price. Like, that's like how she was trying to get money to pay rent. And Mooney helps her do this. Like, she may not know the purpose of it, but she knows it helps her and her mom, so that's why she does it. But I don't, when I was a kid, I would never have to do something like this. I just never had to worry about that, which, you know, I'm lucky to, and I appreciate it. It's just different, something, good movie to watch, because always the perspective I've never, like, lived through, you know. That's the great thing about movies, they always, movies and TV shows. So it's something from a different perspective or a different setting, stuff that gives you a brighter idea of the world, which is why movies are great and cinema's great. And everyone should watch movies because movies are great. But one thing I want to talk about, my favorite quote from this movie, Mooney and I can't think of her name. Hold on. Mooney and her friend from the motel, like down the street or whatever that she made. They go on an adventure, like, through the marshes, and, they stop at, like, this tree that's fallen over. Hold on, wait, I'm looking up for the name of the girl. Jancy, that's it, Jancy. Wow, why'd that take so long for me to get Jancy? Yeah, Jancy. I don't know how I forgot that. But, okay, Mooney and Jancy, they go on an adventure. They stop on this tree that's fallen over to eat their jam and bread, which is they got from the, whatever it's called, the food donation place. And interesting thing, Mooney said, she said, this tree is my favorite because even though it's fallen over, it's still growing. Which shows when people, I think it's an intentional metaphor because, like, it just really stood out. But I think it shows, like, the directors or whoever thought of the idea, they wanted to say that even though some people, like, fall over or something bad happens to them or they make a mistake, you know, they're not done. Like, they're not, you don't give up on them because they're still going to grow and they can still come back. Like, that's what I thought of the, that quote there, because I do think it's an intentional metaphor about the movie in general, because Mooney and her mom and the others are all kind of poor, like, single parents and these kids, but even though they're falling, like, you shouldn't give up on them. Like, they still have a chance, which I think is what Bobby's mentality was, because he always helped them and always helped them try to succeed and sometimes help with rent or whatever, and just, well, not help with rent, they need the money, but just kind of protect them from stuff, because he knows, like, yeah, they kind of, they're in a crappy situation, but they're not done, like, with life. They're still going to grow. They can still succeed. which is something a lot of people don't really live by. Like, they think, oh, you live in a trashy place, you're homeless, you're poor, you're never going to come back. There's always a chance for people to come back, because you never know what people can do. You never know what they can do with their life. They can come back and become much greater than they were, than people ever thought they would be. And that quote's really going to stick with me for a long time, because it's just a very powerful quote and metaphor and just anything, because that metaphor just goes with life, you know. It makes a lot of sense. But another thing I want to talk about is the cinematography in this film is amazing. It was shot on 35mm film or something like that, but it's the lens that makes it look a little grittier but still like look really good. And it was a really good cinematography. Like, it shows what needs to be shown and what also doesn't need to be shown, but what adds to the atmosphere. Because a lot of times, like, whenever Mooney's mom, like, I think she was talking to someone about food stamps or getting financial aid or something, and Mooney was just sitting there playing with her toys, and the shot was on her the whole time, because she did not know anything that was happening. So it was just like, oh, I'm playing with toys, cool, I don't know what they're talking about. And thing is, it showed her and the mom and the lady talking the whole time. Which is not realistic for some reason to me. It just didn't want to make as much sense, but it made sense to me to show Mooney. And I think they really thought about this film, what they wanted it to be, because it knows what it is, it knows what it wants to be. It's not supposed to be some heartwarming story, even though the end is kind of heartwarming. But it's supposed to be like something that you just watch and it opens up your eyes to a different perspective and different situation that people are living in. Because this is the reality of life for a lot of people. This is what a lot of people have to live through in their own country. And you may not realize all the stuff they've gone through, all the stuff they deal with. And you just kind of, the wealthier people kind of put them aside and say, oh, it's their fault, oh, blah, blah, blah. But they don't understand the whole story, which I think is wrong for a lot of reasons. It could be the same thing. Is like saying, like, I'm trying to think of a good metaphor or good. I can't think of anything. It'd be like the same as saying to, okay, let's say, I don't know. I can't think of something. I think you get the idea, though. I think you get what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I understand if you don't, because I'm just kind of rambling. But, good movie. Recommend it. It's entertaining. Really good visuals. Pretty good acting. Really good story. It just kind of opens up your eyes. And, let's say, I think overall, great movie. Enjoyed it. Not my favorite movie of all time, because I mean, it's really, really entertaining, really good. It's just not my favorite because there's other movies I like better. But I'm still going to give it a 9 out of 10 because I think it's a great film for everyone to just watch and be entertained by, because it's a film that's kind of different than most films. Like, I don't really know another film that showcases the life of children in poverty. Like, if you do, let me know, because I'll probably watch it, because I like The Florida Project so much, so I'll watch another one. But, yeah, that's all for my review today of The Florida Project. Go check out that movie. So now I just want to give you a little details about what I'm going to be doing for the next few weeks. I'm still going to be releasing, I'm going to start releasing on Fridays at 5 p.m. again. So next Friday is going to be a review of the album Wolf by Tyler, the Creator. I think, and then I do want to have one of my friends on, or some of my friends on, talk about stuff, but I don't know what to talk about exactly. Maybe Destiny 2 or PS5, something like that, because we all do that stuff. But I'll let you guys know on my Instagram. Go check that out. Also, maybe I'll put up a poll for two different ideas, like, about what we want to talk about. You guys can choose what you want us to talk about. Because, you know, I do what I want. Like, I don't really, people can tell me what to do, but I'm going to do what I want with this podcast. But still, sometimes I get two different good ideas and I just can't think. So, you know what? I'll give you guys a choice, which I think another reason you should listen to Garrett's World, because there's some audience interaction. But thanks for listening. Thanks for spending this last 20 minutes with me. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, Actually, I don't think I've said this before, but if you like the podcast, tell your parents, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell someone. Just get the word out there about Garrett's World, because I think people should just listen to it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. If you don't like this, it's okay. I'm fine. Just, I think people need to listen to it and understand if they like it or not, because if they don't, it's fine. But if they do, I don't want them to miss out on a good time. Anyways, thanks for listening. I think I've rambled enough for today. And as always, thanks for listening. As I've said the last 5 times, should I say it again? I'll say it again. Thanks for listening. I mean, one more time. Thanks for listening. But that's enough. Okay. I don't really know how to end this, so just goodbye.